Rock 95 Morning Crew, good morning. It is Craig along with Brian and MJ, minus 8, getting to minus 6 with some flurries in the forecast today. We have a situation where they took a World War II bomb.
Yeah.
And they blew it up.
Detonated it within a city.
Yeah.
And the reason I know about this story is because my friend who lives there was making a really big deal out of it, which I guess he would. He's like, you wouldn't believe it. They found a bomb within our city with these construction workers. They're doing some excavating on a building.
And what city is this?
This is in Exeter, okay. England. And there's so over 100,000 people that live there, 130, I think. And he's like, you know, they found this bomb, and they're going to detonate it. We know they're going to detonate it within 24 hours here. And so apparently they took, a box, you know, for lack of a better word, a box they put over the bomb, and then a bunch of sand, tons of sand around it to try to compact the and soften the blow. And and then they detonated it within the city. And my buddy, who's like super excited, he's like, you got to see this. You know, we're making international news. This is putting us on the map. That's what he said. And then so I called him to get the scoop of what he's doing and, you know, where he was when it went on. And then that's what he said.
Well, I was around my mates. I was watching the rugby. It was England versus Wales, and we were all really invested in the rugby.
There's a World War II bomb that's going to be detonated in your city. You got to watch the game.
Oh, mate, yeah. The rugby's on anyway. It's Six Nations. It happens once a year.
That's right.
And it's England-Wales as well. Grudge match. I ain't missing that.
Okay, so you're watching the game with your friends, yeah? And then what?
Watching the game, having a few beers, and suddenly about the 60th minute, we hear an almighty crash. Bang, I thought the chimney had fallen off onto the roof, if I'm honest, mate. I thought, boulder or something. I thought something really hit the house hard. It rocked it. We're about 5 miles away as well at this point.
Jeez. And then did you go out and look, and could you see anything in the distance?
Yeah, so after a little while, everyone figured out it was the bomb. The girls were in the other room. They're like, it was the bomb. And we come up on the roof, and we looked out, and then, of course, you can see a massive smoke, bloody plumes of it and all that debris everywhere. It was mental.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to throw a video up on our Facebook page because it is wild to see them explode the bomb there. And nobody was hurt because it was controlled, I assume, or what?
Yeah, so anyone who could have been hurt was gone. They were all evacuated from their houses. But it didn't stop the houses themselves being hurt because there is so much damage. People's all conservatories and that just literally shattering all the glass. But the debris, structural integrity of people's houses just gone. People are going to like lose their houses and that. So that's probably not the nicest side of things.
No,
sorry,
that's
put a downer on it.
That's terrible. I'm surprised. I mean, you must be such a fan of rugby that you didn't go, hey, let's go watch this thing explode. That's like if there was a spaceship taking off in your city and you went, nah, the game's on.
Pretty much. Especially because they did tell us. They said between R5 and R6.
And then here you guys are after a couple beers. Hey, I think it was the bomb. Yeah, it was the bomb. It's been all over the news, guys. Jeez.
I know. I would have actually sat down and watched it because there's loads of videos of it because people knew it. They were just literally like, you know,
waiting
parking their ass down and videoing it. They knew exactly what was going to happen, and I was just sat watching the rugby.
And who won the rugby game, Lou?
We lost.
Oh, you fool!
I know, I wish I didn't watch it in the end. Although the referee got a lot of calls wrong, but I tell you, that's a discussion for another video.
All right, thanks for the update, Lou.
All right, cheers, mate.
You know, I got to admire that guy.
He knows what he likes, and he's going to stick to it. It doesn't matter what's happening in the outside.
I think rugby and soccer are the two sports you can expect on the other side of the world where people, if it's on, literally, during a war, you're not getting up.